This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori. A string of unsolved murders dating back to the late 1970s that terrorized the small city of Cape Girardeau, Missouri, has been solved. This week, police announced that DNA evidence linked a convicted rapist to the murders of five women in Cape Girardeau between 1977 and 1982. And that man, Timothy Kreacher, has now confessed. Carl Kinnison is the Cape Girardeau police chief, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, James.
Boy, talk about a cold case. These murders go back 30, 35 years. What about these crimes were so terrible and caused so much panic among the population?
The crimes were very vicious, very brutal, and involved all women. The first one occurred on August 15, 1977, and it was a mother and a daughter, Mary and Brenda Parsh, who were both found dead, shot in the head inside their home. The third murder in 1977 that was related to this was the murder of a college student, Sheila Cole. She was actually abducted from the Walmart parking lot in 1977, and her body was found in a rest area where she was also shot twice in the head.
The suspect, Timothy Kreacher, how did you happen to find him?
He has been in prison continuously since 1983. We actually got a break on our case. We had assigned one of our detectives to work full-time on these cold cases just to make sure that all the evidence was up to today's forensic standards. And he had been working on for about 6 months. One morning, heard an announcement on the local news channel that Carbondale, Illinois Police Department had arrested a person for a murder back in 1982. And, of course, he realized that we had two murders in 1982 and thought maybe there was a link. And Kreacher had, in fact, been in Cape Girardeau and was possibly a suspect. And it kind of rolled from there.
And there was specific evidence that linked him to your cases?
In one of our cases, yes, there was. Once we were able to get some one-on-one DNA comparisons between one of the murders that occurred in June of 1982, that was the murder of Mildred Wallace, we were able to link him through that evidence as well as a palm print that was found at the murder scene. And then once we had him identified as a suspect in that case, we have always believed that those cases were related. So we began working very diligently on trying to make cases on those other murders as well.
You were on the force back then, probably worked some of these cases. Did you ever think they'd be solved after this amount of time?
I did. You really never give up hope, and you always think that there is a possibility of solving them. You know, typically when you know that you have a serial killer, normally when it stops is either because the person is dead or they're in prison. So we kind of assume that one of those two were true, and sure enough, it's been 25 and 30 years, but, you know, it certainly panned out.
The family members were kept abreast of these latest developments in the case, is that right?
Yeah, and actually there's kind of an interesting twist there. When we first interviewed Kreacher, he denied any involvement in any of the crimes in Cape Girardeau. We asked him if he was willing to maybe give us a full detailed confession if we could negotiate the death penalty. And he said that he would. He would be interested in hearing what we had to say. Our prosecuting attorney would not take the death penalty off the table. But he did agree that if all the family members agreed that they were not interested in pursuing the death penalty, but were more interested in a truthful, detailed confession, that he would consider it. And ultimately, that's what happened.
Carl Kinnison, police chief in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.